I never heard of a national no beard day, but let's do the show anyway.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
My name's Tom Morgan, and I've got a goatee. I did not shave it. Trimmed it. Anyway, here we go on a Monday.
WQKX.
What a weekend. Hopefully you had a great weekend. Weekend in review. We did it all. Spyglass and Balloon Fest finally got underway after that court hearing on Friday. I don't understand local government. I don't understand why they do what they do, but I don't talk politics. So to make a long story short, Spyglass Ridge Winery did get to do a Balloon Fest. We'll argue about concerts later. I don't understand why we want to stop something that creates jobs in this area, creates entertainment, things to do for people. Congratulations to all those at Spyglass who had their fingers crossed for a long time. Oktoberfest happened at the DH&L. There are a great bunch of people down there raising money for a new fire truck and bringing in bands and beer and wine, and that was cool. Pawtoberfest happened at the Danville SPCA. Our own Sam Tyler was there. Animals got vaccinated and adopted. A fun time was had by all. Check that out on our Facebook page, too. Some great photos there. Did not get to go to the Treverton Oktoberfest. We talked about it last week. I was so busy this weekend. I hope everything went well there in Treverton. I'm sure it did. Drinks for Pink at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club yesterday afternoon. Fun times. All benefiting Evangelical Community Hospital and the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health. Personally, I went to a wedding, a small country wedding. I was a guest and a small reception at a Legion post. Down home, man. Met some cool people, including a legendary 90-year-old Uncle Mel, who I had heard so much about, and I got to sit next to him for a meal. The man was amazing. Told me things about WKOK that I didn't know, and I thought I knew everything about SBC Media. That was a good time. We got so much going on this week as well. Maybe your weekend didn't go well. If you're moaning and groaning this morning, the Ford Fun Line is always open. It's another Moan About It Monday. Tell us what you're moaning about and groaning about, and we might be able to help you out with donuts and coffee from Dunkin' Donuts. 1-800-326-94KX. We'll moan and groan all morning, and we'll have some fun doing it as well. So stay with us.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night soundbite coming up. Jimmy Fallon. Virgin Airlines now wants to start shooting people into outer space. That's weird. What a weird weekend, but wonderful in sports. Penn State didn't play. Notre Dame didn't play. Some colleges played. The pros played. Baseball's still going on. We'll chat about it coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, Mike here with Blaze Alexander.
94KX.
Virgin Galactic plans to offer commercial flights to space, but the start date was just delayed because they had to refurbish the spacecrafts. A refurbished spacecraft? I don't even like it when Spectrum gives me a refurbished cable box.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Mark's got the news coming up in Rob the Sports Center, of course. But wow, what a sports weekend it was. If you were watching the Steelers game last night, a quick strip fumble.
15. Geno Smith will drop deep. He'll pump.
Geno Smith, I didn't even know he was still playing.
Recovered by Devin Bush. And the Smith fumble forced by the defensive star, T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt. So then they go for the field goal. This is overtime now.
Boswell from 37 for the win. And the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Unbelievable. So it was a great game last night, Sunday Night Football. If you're still into baseball, how about those Braves in the bottom of the ninth inning?
Against Kenley Jansen. And first ball swinging. Oh, it gets through.
4-4 tie, broken in the ninth. The Atlanta Braves win game two.
And the Braves win again in their final at bat.
Game three, by the way, in the American League, the Astros and the Red Sox tonight. That's why I'm wearing all my Red Sox gear this morning. But the funniest thing that happened in sports was Aaron Rodgers smack-talking Bears fans Rodgers after scoring.
Pressure coming. Scrambles to his right. Pumps and runs. And Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers.
He said, I own you. I effing own you. All my life, I've owned you. Sometimes he is taunting fans.
In a good way. I definitely blacked out from a concussion, which isn't a good way. But I looked up in the stands, and in the front row, all I saw was a woman giving me the double bird. So I'm not sure exactly what came out of my mouth next.
Aaron Rodgers, just another reason for Bears fans to hate him even more.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Of course, news and sports. Like I mentioned, AccuWeather on the way as well. Penn State is coming back home. That means the ticket blitz. 46 degrees. Don't you want to go to Cancun? A keyword still to come this morning with Morgan in the Morning, and Penn State goes home. That means we've got another ticket blitz next.
X.
Give me that lion roar. Oh, yeah. Penn State coming back home this weekend after a bye week. I saw somebody posted on Facebook Saturday. Could somebody tell me what channel to find the Penn State game on? Oh, it's always on news radio, but they didn't play. Anyway, they head home to play Illinois in a Big Ten match this Saturday at noon. How'd you like to be part of it? It's the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. We've got a pair of tickets to give away. You've got to qualify first. 1-800-326-94KX. We'll take as many calls as we can. Okay, callers 9, 4, and 1. Good luck!
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
You betcha. It is a Moan About It Monday. If you have something to complain about, we can help you out with Dunkin' Donuts. Hey, congratulations. Our qualifiers, Sealands Grove, Herndon, and the Isle of Q, Sealands Grove. Very special little place. Thanks for checking in. You're part of the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet. Thursday morning, we'll announce the winner. All week long, qualifiers, Penn State, Illinois tickets this Saturday at noon with Register. I saw the
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hang on, Nathan. We've got three qualifiers to the Penn State Ticket Blitz. This guy's from the Isle of Q, and I love the Isle of Q. I don't know if it's because of the name. It almost sounds like a fairy tale. I have a friend, Don, who lives there. A couple of years ago, I looked for a house. I looked at a house there. Didn't choose it, but wouldn't mind living it. Nathan, is it true that the Isle of Q is the coolest place ever to live?
Well, we just moved there about 2 weeks ago, so we're
going to
find out.
Oh, wow. Well, congratulations. Wow. 2 weeks there. Well, get to know the locals. I'm sure you'll fit right in and they'll love you, huh?
Yeah, I'm sure. Thank you.
Okay, man. We'll be calling you if you win. Thanks for checking in.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Love those Penn State ticket qualifiers. Good luck, Nathan. Drew Kelly lives on the Island of Q, does he? I think he does, with our very own Allie Stevens. I don't know. Anyway, love the Isle of Q. Fell in love with it years ago. Speaking of taking the big fall, Vince Neil fell off stage Friday night during his show, and it was a pretty scary thing. He got to the edge. Look out.
The truth is Vince fell and broke ribs when he fell. He can't breathe, and he's going to get dealt with medically. Now, that sucks for us and him. He was so excited to be here.
That's the bass player, Dana Strum, after Vince fell off stage and was rushed to a hospital with broken ribs. Motley Crue's tour postponed, but wow, we wish him well.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Mark's got the news coming up next. Rob's got the sports. Steve's got the AccuWeather. And in about 15 minutes...
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. It's the 94KX Keys to Cancun contest with Liberty Travel. Here's the keyword you need to text.
Flight, because you don't want to walk there. Trust me. The keyword for Morgan in the Morning today is flight. F-L-I-G-H-T.
Text that keyword now to 49330 along with your hometown to be in the running for a trip to Grand Fiesta Americana Coral Beach. All-inclusive hotel in Cancun. From Liberty Travel and 94KX.
Yes!
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Late night soundbite, Jimmy Fallon talking about that new movie, Halloween Kills. I'm sure Movie Mike will talk about it as well. Entertainment report coming up later on this hour, but on the way in just a few minutes, Lynn Hall's in the house with Birthday Buddies. Stay with us.
You know, please, Alexander, we understand.
Yeah. You're a little slow moving today. We may be able to help you out with Dunkin' Donuts. Donuts and coffee. Just moan about it on the Ford Fun Line. Open always. Narrow to the
heart. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
The new Halloween movie, Halloween Kills, is out. You can tell times have changed because now we're all rooting for the guy wearing a mask. Of course, Michael Myers is a little older. In one big fight scene, Jamie Lee Curtis hurts Michael by hiding his blood pressure medication.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies.
Yay!
Yay!
Birthday
Yay.
Buddies.
You are wonderful.
Woo!
You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go! And go! Here comes the celebrity birthdays, and here we are. Here comes Lynn Hall.
I am here, yes.
It's always nice to see you.
It's always nice to be seen.
Thank you. Zac Efron is 34 years old.
Really? Okay.
I don't know if I like that guy or not. Sometimes he just makes me laugh. Sometimes I say, go away. I don't know.
So, maybe when he gets older, you know.
Yeah, maybe things will straighten out for him when he gets older. Yeah. Older now and still looking young, that guy we call Neo.
Oh.
My kids absolutely love Neo. Like, there was Usher, and there was Neo. Usher got all the credit. Neo.
Yeah.
Well, Neo was just Neo.
Neo was just Neo. Yeah, he was just there.
Turn the lights off in this place, and she shines just like a star.
Oh, what a voice.
Honestly.
We just heard Michael Jackson, and here's Neo. I mean,
he sounds just like him.
Yeah, the guy is so cool. But nobody knows how old he is.
Oh, all right. So we'll just say happy birthday.
It says 39 or 42.
Wow, that's a big spread, point spread there. Jeez.
Hey, Lynn, guess who's as old as you and I?
Who?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
No kidding.
He's 61 today.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Happy birthday.
The muscles from Brussels.
Why did I know you were going to say that? We know each other well. Tennis, retired tennis star Martina Navratilova is 65 today.
Okay.
And get ready, Chicago Bears fans.
Ditka.
Ditka.
Mike?
The
Mike,
Bears.
The Bears. Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka is 82 years old.
Is he real? I see him every now and then on TV. He's kind of funny.
He's a funny guy. He looks like he could still take you down.
Oh,
you
know? He probably could.
So it's like, don't tick him off.
No. He'll hurt you.
He'll hit you back. There you go with the celebrity birthdays. It's time to take a look at the locals.
Indeed.
Or as we like to call them.
Birthday bunnies.
You betcha. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can find it on the screen. There it is.
There you go.
Happy birthday to Ariana Manley. She is 20 years old today.
Bonnie Roush from Mifflinburg, 45 today.
Brandy Heller from Sunbury. Lordy, lordy, Brandy is 40.
Carly Youngman is 18. Aw, 18. Good 18. For her.
I don't even remember when I was 18.
No, I don't either. But anyway,
Colleen
good for her.
Brent is 47 today. Happy birthday.
Dana Shirk from Paxtonville, 56 today.
Heather Schaffner from Dalmatia is 37.
Happy birthday to John Meslin, 47. He's from Cole Township, by the way.
Julie Boggs from Sealands Grove is 58.
Kathy Klein from Sunbury, 61.
Happy birthday to Kim Isley from West Milton, 45.
Nita Mosier from Lewisburg, 47. Happy birthday, Nita.
And a happy birthday to Shane Gilnett. His email just came up.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can say hello. Anyway, Shane is from Port Trevorton, and Shane is 43 years old today. Those are the birthdays we have. You can call them in anytime. The Ford Fun Line's always open, toll-free.
Forever and a day.
And then some.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you could snail mail, you could email, you can use our text club.
You can do many things.
And Facebook Messenger is always there for
that
you
that, too.
Well. There you have it. Every day at this time, you know what time it is.
It's Birthday Buddies.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Hey, Mark's got the news. Rob, the Sports Center, of course, with the sports. And AccuWeather looking good today, even though we have a chilly start. Next hour, viral comedy, Amtrak to rattlesnakes. Which one is scarier?
Wow. Wow.
And Movie
That's
Mike
some choice.
Is in the house. Stay with us. It's
Morgan in the Morning.
With Lynn Hall and Tom Morgan. Isn't that a nice combination?
I think so.
So do I. Viral comedy coming up, plus movie Mike. Mike, which would scare you worse? Getting your car stuck on the railroad tracks when there's a train coming, or finding hundreds of rattlesnakes under your porch?
I don't have a porch, so I'm going to say the first one.
Okay. Getting your car stuck on the railroad tracks?
Otherwise, the second.
We'll check out viral comedy coming up next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Okay, Mike, we watched this one, and it's kind of crazy, but it is scary. You've heard the public service announcements about not running trains. What happens when you get stuck on the track?
You're in trouble,
There's no train coming. A car-carrying tractor-trailer got stuck on an Amtrak track. People were watching because sooner or later, a passenger train was coming. So listen to the person who's videoing, and then listen to the actual sound of the Amtrak train hitting the tractor trailer. I'm thinking those cars on that car carrier are no longer for sale. What do you think?
Yeah, the one kind of flies right up in the air and then smashes down to the ground. It looks like something out of an action movie.
Wow, that's something you want to watch later, and that's the whole idea. In the meantime, a woman in Northern California saw a snake crawling out from under her front porch. So she contacted a reptile rescue service. Turns out there were hundreds of snakes living under her porch.
So I get on my hands and knees. I'm not even in there a minute before I find the first rattlesnake. A total of 92 rattlesnakes underneath her house. I was tickled pink.
What?
I wish that happened every day to me.
What?
The drought will cause them to go to areas where you water and take care of things. They're going to be looking for lizards and rodents. Give me a 300. As long as I got enough containers to put them in and come back enough, I'll do it all day long.
What kind of guy does this job?
I don't know, but it's the basis for Samuel L. Jackson's upcoming movie, Snakes Under a Porch. He's going to play that guy.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Movie Mike with the Entertainment Report. Is that actually a new movie coming up? Snakes Under the Porch?
No, but I'm going to go home and write that today.
You'll be a millionaire by the end of the month.
Absolutely.
Movie Mike is next.
The new Nissan.
Morgan in the Morning.
Give me that talker.
Hello?
Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Yeah, to moan about it Monday if you've got something to complain about because everybody hates Monday for some reason. Let us know on the Ford Fun Line. We may be able to help you out with Dunkin' Donuts and Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Moan about it Monday. No doubt.
And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Electric cars may be better for the environment, but they're not better for Katie Seagal because she got hit by one. Just before noon on Thursday, Katie was crossing an L.A. street when a Tesla clipped her while making a left turn. The driver stopped to help her, and she was hospitalized briefly for treatment. In an Instagram post shortly after the accident, her husband said, quote, "She's the only one bringing in money right now, so I'll be picking her up from the hospital later, taking her to that Dancing with the Stars audition."
Oh, my.
That could have been bad.
There was a driver.
There was a driver. It wasn't one of those driverless Teslas.
But at the same time, you can't hear them coming. Some of them are installing buzz noises now. So
really?
Yeah, so passengers could hear it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Not only passengers in a simulated engine, but pedestrians will hear this coming up the street.
But that's a good idea. I think that's kind of necessary.
Kind of like those cars on the Jetsons.
Right.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. Well, we hope Katie gets well soon. That was kind of scary. Could have been a lot worse. Now, Ryan Reynolds announced on Instagram that he's going to be taking a sabbatical from making movies. He just finished filming an Apple TV Christmas movie called Spirited with Will Ferrell and Octavia Spencer. It's basically a modern version of A Christmas Carol. Ryan said, quote, "Singing, dancing, and playing in the sandbox with Will Ferrell made a whole lot of dreams come true, and this is my second film with the great Octavia Spencer. Perfect time for a little sabbatical from movie making." Now, Reynolds' wife, actress Blake Lively, responded, Michael Caine did it first, in reference to the recent reports that the British actor will retire, although Caine did confirm in a statement on Saturday that this is not the case. So neither of them's retiring, but Ryan Reynolds is going to take a little break.
Yeah, just take a break.
He's going to be a free guy for a little while.
When you got that kind of money, take some time off.
Yes, absolutely. And looking at the box office, Halloween Kills opened in the number one spot with $50 million, a real good number despite being available on the Peacock streaming service at the same time.
Wow.
So people did choose to see that one in theaters. The Bond movie No Time to Die held on to the second spot with $24 million. Venom 2 was third with $16 million. The Addams Family 2 came in fourth with $7 million. And The Last Duel had a very disappointing opening. $100 million budget on this one, only made $4 million in its opening weekend to come in fifth place, which is a real shame because it's a very good movie.
Yeah.
And the kind of mature, intelligent, adult-oriented filmmaking that we don't see enough of these days.
And it only made $4 million.
And it only made $4
million. On a $100 million budget.
Yeah, yeah, that one's going to have a real tough time being profitable.
Better call the bank. Payments are slow.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
You taking your kids trick-or-treating or don't you know yet?
We don't know yet. We're still debating. Well, the one is a little too old. He's thinking he doesn't want to do it. The three-year-old, he's old enough now to kind of get the gist. So I don't know what we're going to do.
All right. News is coming up next to check on sports and AccuWeather. And next hour, classic comedy where Seinfeld talks about when you're getting too old to trick-or-treat.
Nice.
But you do it anyway.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for coming in, Mike.
See you Friday. All the time.
Coming up later this morning, another key to Cancun. Early this morning, we gave you the keyword flight. I hope you texted it.
WQKX.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hands. Do you still go trick-or-treating? How old are you when you should stop going trick-or-treating? Movie Mike Stonehouse, you said you actually dress up in costume when you take your kids trick-or-treating?
I've been known to do that. The year that It came out, I put on a yellow rain slicker and got a red helium balloon that I carried around. And I was the little boy that Pennywise kills at the beginning.
You did not.
I did, yeah.
Did anybody get it?
Yeah, adults kept coming up to me and saying, dude, that's messed up.
Dude, that's messed up. When we were kids, we always, like, once we got into high school, it was like, just do something simple. Dress up like a hobo or put a cardboard box on your head and paint a face. It didn't matter because, really, you're just in it for the candy. Classic comedy with Jerry Seinfeld.
Remember those last few Halloweens? Getting a little too old for it. Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong. Come on, lady. Let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And you come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along, the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Oh, the lady, wait a second. What is this, the orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor, you keep that one.
Maybe that actually ended out being some trick-or-treat tips for you people handing out the candy.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Yeah, late night sound bites coming from SNL Weekend Update. We'll talk about the NFL, and we'll talk about the whole Marvel comic thing. Tom's top list still to come as well. Missing ingredients that can make your food better. Stay with us.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Colin Kaepernick revealed that he has maintained his 5 a.m. training regimen in case he gets called back up to the NFL. But the Giants are still going to stick with their current quarterback, a scarecrow on a Roomba.
DC Comics announced that the new Superman will be bisexual. Yes, they also announced that the Riddler has always been down for whatever.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on some weird ingredient additions that'll actually make your food taste better. Five quick ones for you. Instead of salting your buttered popcorn, use that ramen noodle seasoning packet, that little silver packet. Just dump some of that on the melted butter and then put it in the popcorn. Pretty cool. How about Dijon mustard in your mac and cheese? Just a little bit gives the flavor more depth. Don't overdo it, okay? Number three, instant coffee in your chocolate chip cookie batter? Well, it works. Believe it or not, it gives it like a super chocolatey taste. Pretty crazy. How about grilled cheese with mayonnaise instead of butter? Put a little mayo into that just to zest it up. And finally, sour cream in your scrambled eggs before you cook them, of course. Put in a little sour cream, use less milk, and voila, you've got yourself some great scrambled eggs. Tom's top list of the day. Hey, we've got a scary Dunkin' thing going on, but it's a scary Sherry kind of thing. From Lewisburg Dunkin' Donuts, we have Spooky Share Week. Today, look for the image of the donut cases in the newly remodeled Lewisburg Next Gen store. All right, just look for the donut cases on our Facebook page. Anywhere between 9 and 5 today. When you see that pic, share that post, and you could win a free dozen donuts. That's pretty cool. Winners to be announced after 5 o'clock.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Okay, I'm one of the chefs and cooking men again, and I need your help. Donations, please. We'll talk about what we will be doing this Thursday at Cooking Men. You want details right now? WQKX.com. News is next. Stay with us.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Cooking Men is coming up Thursday. I hope you have your tickets already. If not, go to evanhospital.com. All right. Cooking Men, if you're not familiar with it, has been going on for years, and it was originally meant to take the ladies out of the kitchen so the ladies could go get their mammograms and take care in the month of October as we paint the valley pink with Evangelical Community Hospital. So the men would cook. Well, this thing has just grown and grown, and we did it virally last year still to raise money, but now we're back on location at the Rusty Rail Thursday night. Get your tickets. I will be celebrity chefing again this year. I got a new secret weapon, Chef Tahir Hall from Elders Restaurant and Catering in Sunbury. Ty, as he wants me to call him. So we say the T and Ty Show. Right? That's what it will be Thursday. T. Morgan and Tahir Hall. So I don't know if you've ever been to Elders, but oh my goodness, the food is amazing. And I'm going to give you a hint. We're going to be cooking up some crab meat for Cooking Men and a secret recipe from Elders Restaurant. Whew. I can't wait. It's this Thursday, but we need your donations. Vote for Tom and Ty. Vote for Tom Morgan and Tahir at evanhospital.com or go to our website as well. Hey, if you want the tickets and you want to call, you can call Evan at 570-522-4852. Tell him Tom Morgan sent you. And you know, this thing started so long ago. Our good buddy Drew Kelly was in on it for years and years. He still is. He'll be representing the Valley and cooking as well. So there's a little competition in-house going here. And I think that would be really cool, too, because no matter who wins, the money is raised for the Thyra M. Humphrey Center for Breast Health at Evan. Pretty cool, huh? Cooking Men Thursday. Hope to see you there. A lot of fun.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Yeah, we talked about the fact that it's No Beard Day, and I don't quite understand why, unless, of course, you're supporting men's health in the month of November with No Shave November. Well, it's also a couple of interesting other days. We'll touch base coming up and say our Final thoughts. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Why has the Ford F-Series...
If you're with us at the beginning of the show, I mentioned it was National No Beard Day. Men are encouraged to go clean shaven so you could go grow your beard in November for No Shave November. So I didn't. I still got the goatee this morning. That's fine. But for you people at work right now, it is National Clean Your Virtual Desktop Day. Mm-hmm. Third Monday in October every year. So make sure you get all those unneeded items off your desktop. Okay, those icons you don't use anymore. Also, International Adjust Your Desk Chair Day, because it's good for a change. So go do both of those, all right? Sounds good? Chad Evans is next with another keyword. Stay with us. Thanks for